Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Actually, Ganga.
Bro, don't trigger me.
Yo, you can say... Clown boys.
All right. Now. Anyways, now say the word.
Clown boys.
Is that Chris? Is that Chris?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast that goes unnoticed.
Welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot. We love you, even if you love us or not.
And welcome to episode 90. Shout out to all the listeners on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Patreon.
Damn. Patreon, I get your own personal shout out in the end. Damn. I feel way better right now. Like, last episode, I was still a little sick. So, the prayers worked. I seen a lot of comments and shit saying, yo, prayers out to Ricardo. He's sick and shit. It worked because I feel way better now and... You know what they say, you know the true meaning of life when you're sick, because all you want to be is healthy. Yeah. Better, yeah.
That's a fact, bro, but shout out to everybody listening right now. If you watched the last episode, you saw all the love that we were getting at the end, and if you didn't see it, a lot of people got shout outs on Instagram and shit, from Instagram or whatever, but again, I hope you enjoyed last episode, and I want to say happy... New Year's to everybody, because when you guys are watching this, it is going to be 2024, and we're recording this in 2023, like the last week of 2023 or whatever. Yep. But happy New Year's to everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed New Year's Eve with your family and shit. If you guys watched the ball drop, or if you guys went to New York to see the ball drop, I don't know. Does anywhere else, like, do they do some shit like that where they have the ball drop?
I think that's a New York thing, bro. Really? I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I think so.
Well, if you guys do have something similar to that, the ball dropping, let us know. But if not, I hope you guys just enjoyed that day or whatever. But
because I know there's people that come, like tourists and shit, come specifically for New Year's to see
the ball drop, yeah,
in New York and shit, yeah.
But I do want to start off by saying JJK, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 has finally ended. It was a fucking amazing fucking season, which now... You're gonna be able to see it without having to like leave off with no cliffhanger and shit. Cause like I said, you said.
Wait, more. That's the end of everything or just season two?
Just season two. There's obviously more, but like I want you to watch it now, obviously for Patreon, cause that's the only way you will watch it. But it was, in my opinion, it was peak, and the future's gonna be even better and shit. So shout out to all my anime fans, but. Regarding all that shit.
Hold on, and for those of you who are probably lost to what he just said, the fucking Patreon shit, so this is a fucking plug or whatever, a shameless plug. We're going to be doing reactions on Patreon. We just posted a recent reaction for a music video, but we're going to start doing reactions on Patreon. Starting next week.
You're not going to be here.
Yeah, we're going to start recording... reactions to Ghost Adventures and shit, the show,
and then obviously,
and we'll do the anime reaction. I mean, I've seen animes and shit, but it's gonna be like fire because I've never seen that anime. You know,
yeah.
We could probably even do like Attack on Titan as well, bro. Like,
really,
bro? Yeah, like there's so many possibilities, bro.
Yeah, you're right. But again, I'm excited for that because I love watching shit, especially anime, with people that haven't watched it. Because, for example, my sister. When I put her on to Attack on Titan or JJK, whatever, It was good seeing like her reactions to certain twists and turns or whatever. So I do want to see your reaction to those. But again, off that, you know, anime topic and stuff, I do want to start off the podcast with since it is 2020, the end of 2023.
I know what you're gonna say, bro.
Well, what am I gonna say?
Oh wait. Actually, never mind. I don't know
what the fuck you think I was gonna say.
I think I'm gonna say New Year's resolutions.
No. That's after, bro. That's given. But what I want to say is so a lot of we've had a lot of New Year's resolutions for 2023 last year.
Do you remember any of them?
Some of them, but I want to like go over them and see like any did you accomplish some of them or did you slack on any of them?
I don't remember any of my New Year's resolutions, bro.
But like what did 2023 teach you?
All right. So 2023 I feel like was one of the hardest years of my life. You know, like
in what aspect though?
Everything, you know, cuz Julia got bigger. I mean, it's mainly because of the whole parenting and stuff. Like,
yeah.
In the beginning years, I mean, she's two. So, like, this year, you know, she started walking around, running around, touching shit, dropping shit. We're having to have, like, more, like, of an eye on her. Also making sure, like, that she, like, is meeting all her milestones and shit, meaning, like, oh, she's talking. Mm-hmm. She's saying everything she's supposed to say. She's eating, like, what she's supposed to eat and shit.
Yeah.
Making sure she's healthy and shit. And just, I feel like it was just hard this year. Because first she was a baby. They didn't really have to, I mean, you have to pay attention to a baby and stuff, right? But all they really do is just sleep and shit and chill. Now it's just more, like, being active and stuff. Trying to teach her more shit. Mm-hmm. And also, like, a lot of stuff changed, you know, different jobs.
Oh, yeah, you had like three, I don't know if it was two or three jobs in one year, but yeah.
The different jobs and shit, getting used to different, like, people and stuff, meeting new people. I mean, I feel like it taught me that everything will be okay.
Mm.
No, like, because there is tough times and stuff, and tough times come, tough times go, as much as good times come and good times go, so.
Yeah.
I feel like it will be okay at the end. I feel like
that's fire. That's fire. For me, it taught me a lot of things. It taught me, I did write them down, but it taught me that I still kind of care what people think sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Like sometimes, like whenever it comes to like hate comments or whatever, or specifically the way I speak, it gets to me because I try my best not to
mm-hmm.
Well, I try my best to improve the way I talk, and whenever I see somebody criticizing it, it gets me because like damn, like am I not like doing good? But obviously, the more I just sit down and actually look back and listen to it, I know I did improve and I know I'm doing pretty good.
Nah, yeah, you did, bro.
But I still care sometimes what people think, bro. No matter what, even if it's about my physical features or whatever, but
yeah,
I still do, and I'm learning to not give a fuck.
Mm.
And also, it taught me that having help is okay, meaning whatever, like in whatever thing. So, for example, I've always been so prideful of not wanting to have an editor. Not wanting to have help for anything regarding this shit, and now that my brother is helping us with editing, and he's able to, I guess, edit the way I would want it to be edited, like my vision and shit.
Yeah,
it makes me more comfortable, and it makes me feel okay to just like let it be, bro. Like just again, like I said, it's not bad to ask for help. And even though it's good to be a perfectionist, I have to try to like not drag it too much to the point where like it gets toxic and like I just don't want nothing to be touched, bro, because it's kind of inevitable. Like that's what I want in the future, like to not edit, to not worry about certain shit like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's fire. I mean, I feel like for a minute I was telling you like, oh, the editing shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's good that you're realizing, like, what's wrong,
even though it's
really not that serious and shit. But I mean, it's fire though that like you're realizing that stuff and shit. And about the like caring about like what other people think, I feel like everybody's gonna have that. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's never going to go away. Like, I feel like there's people who, unless you're like an old ass motherfucker, bro. Like, I feel like when you're old, bro, you don't really give a shit anymore.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Again, I'm learning not to care.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad in the beginning, like beginning of the year or whatever. Like,
I thought you've been stopped caring. That's crazy.
Bro, but like I mask it, but not by like saying it out loud that I don't care.
Yeah.
So like then I could just trick myself into saying like, oh, nah, you really don't care, but in reality I do.
Fake it till you make it taste.
Yeah, bro. But and then going back on old New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So for me, like one thing I remember specifically was, well, I remember a lot of things, but
you remember your New Year's resolutions from last year?
Yeah.
What? I mean,
so I remember saying that I was gonna read more. I was going to work on my time management or, like, stop procrastinating a lot.
Yo, that's what you said.
And those three things, I sucked on trying to do.
This year?
Yeah. Which, I'm not ashamed, but I'm not proud of myself that I didn't, like, get to do it. But I will definitely make sure that this upcoming year, 2024, is the year where I actually start doing all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And also, it's crazy too, cause the people watching this could also relate. Cause I know a lot of other people who have New Year's resolutions, like, "Oh, I'm gonna start working out," or "I'm gonna start doing this, and that."
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes stuff gets in the way, and you are not able to accomplish those resolutions. But you know, I just want to make it known that I didn't accomplish all my resolutions.
I don't even remember what I said. I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm really pretty...
You have to watch the old video to remember, bro.
I definitely said something about working out, though.
I should have watched the old video, to be honest.
I definitely said something about working out, though, which, like, it hasn't... I mean, it just now started improving and stuff.
Yeah.
But it took me, like, the whole year, bro. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So,
to be honest, I don't think it's ever too late to start working out regardless.
Like, honestly, like, I think I remember telling myself that I'm going to be the healthier and shit, you know,
cause
like I remember saying something like that, like, oh, I gotta be healthier and stuff, like, physical wise and shit, you know, working out more and stuff. I remember saying that and shit, but I mean, obviously I did slack on that. I didn't accomplish that New Year's resolution and shit, which, you know, kind of get tight on myself every time I think about that, cause I feel like old me wouldn't like me doing that and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is what it is. Now we are trying to improve and shit, you know, we're trying to get better every day. Like, I'm doing it now and shit, so gotta keep going type shit, bro. I mean, I was thinking about it the other day, right? Like I feel like, and I'm not trying to sound like cringe, bro, because I feel like everybody says that and stuff, like, oh, like, this year is different, you know what I mean? This year is different.
New year, new me?
yeah, but like, I really want to say by the end of the year, like, yo, like,
it was a different you.
Like, I did it type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, after the whole, like, 90 days or whatever, et cetera, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be like, damn, like, I did this shit. Like, I really did it type shit. I want to feel that again, you know? And,
Well, the first step is always just actually doing what you said you were going to do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's always the first step regardless.
Yeah, so, I mean, I did slack on that. But I think I remember also saying something about my mental health, like making sure my mental health was good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember saying that. And like, I feel like it's gotten better, bro. Like, I feel like I'm more like, I don't remember like what I said though exactly.
I'm telling you, bro, you have to rewatch the old video.
So, I mean, should we rewatch it now, bro? I mean, it could be a small reaction, bro. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Because I don't remember what we said last year, bro.
Yo, it's going to be crazy, bro. That's a time capsule. I'm not going to lie, bro. Yo, I just saw a video, bro.
A video what?
I saw a video of when Julia was like 2 months, 3 months, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I look so different, bro.
Really?
I see the weight gain in my face, bro.
Oh, and I forgot we did it with Greg and Sean that year, too.
Yo! To end the year, we said, like, the bang and shit, right? Yeah. With them, too?
Let me... Let's see. It has to be here.
No way, bro.
Our New Year's resolutions.
No way!
Since we're basically in the New Year.
What?
It's crazy how you said it, bro.
What?
Like, you brought it up, bro. And you're bringing it up now.
Yeah, I guess your New Year's resolutions or your goals.
I was
goals.
Gonna ask that shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, your goals for 2023.
Let me see. I can't even see.
Or start.
For you guys say your resolutions. You guys don't have to share it, but just whenever you guys do, just in your minds, if you guys don't want to share it, just be specific with what you want.
Right.
Like you see, a lot of people say they want to change next year, make things better.
Yeah.
But you guys don't have to share it. But just in your mind, say exactly what you want to change and what you want to make better, bro.
Right.
Like be like, oh, if let's say I want to look better, right? That's such a general statement, bro. But if I say I want to get a 6-pack, I want to like look.
Hold on, pause that my shit. Body to Who be. The fuck is that, yo? Like I was on some crazy shit, huh? Like
bro, you look hella different, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
It's the hair, bro.
Like, just like be specific in your mind about it. You know what I mean? Eventually it becomes real, bro. You think about it so much that you want to do it, bro.
Is that me?
I honestly don't know.
You haven't thought about it?
Like, besides, like, because I do say I want to get back into working out too. Because I've missed the feeling of. Like the burn and shit, or just like even the satisfaction of after the whole workout, you're like, I fucking worked out today. You know what I mean? Like that shit feels mad good.
No, it really does.
But besides that, I mean, be more disciplined. Because I feel like that's one thing.
Were you more disciplined?
I feel like I was.
Yeah,
I was. I mean, the only thing that I wasn't disciplined in was the
fitness?
Working out shit.
Yeah.
But everything else, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That I lack, especially everything, you know. Like for example, if I was disciplined, I would have still been working out.
Mm-hmm.
If I was disciplined, I would have saved up money faster to get a new car. Like you know what I mean. Like so, discipline I feel like is a big thing that I need to work on.
You had your old car at this time, right?
Yeah.
On this year.
Fuck a lot, yo. We did so much this year. Fuck.
I had before. Mm-hmm. My working out days, I had the discipline to not eat bad, to not think negative thoughts.
The main reason why, and a lot of people are probably wondering why I always mention working out, right? The reason is that I feel like working out is a solution to all of my life problems. Literally, bro. Like I'm telling you right now, if I was to work out, I would solve all of my life problems. And I'm not saying that's like for everybody and shit like and stuff like that, but like the way like it works with me and shit, the way like working out works with me is like my mind is literally like, yo, if I could do this, bro, yo, I could get up extra early to do an extra shift. Or if I could work out OD, like I don't like working out but I'm disciplined enough to do this, bro, oh yeah, I could read a book, even though I don't like reading and shit. Or if I could do this, boom, I could take notes like this, bro. Like, don't get, like, unfocused and shit. Like, focus myself as hard as possible and get a notes easier. Oh, if I could work out, I could be disciplined enough to eat healthy. If I could work out, I could train my mind to not get fucking angry at my family members for saying something that I think is wrong, even though it's not. Like, anger issues type shit, you know? Like, I feel like that's why I say that all the time, bro. Like, I know what I mean when I'm talking. I know what I'm talking about, bro. Because there's sometimes where, like, I know, like, it's basically me controlling myself. And I feel like working out is, like, at the core of me controlling myself type shit. Yeah.
Okay.
The fuck?
Or whatever, not procrastinate.
Yeah, facts, bro.
And yeah, I feel like that's one thing that I have to really change this year, like be more disciplined and shit. Cause
that's good, bro.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah, be more disciplined.
What about you?
Mine is time management.
Time management.
Don't suck at
procrastination.
Like, cause it goes into that too. Cause I be waking up like at 12, sometimes 1 o'clock, during the day, which is bad. I should be waking up earlier than that. And I should be going,
still do that shit.
I should
shit,
be going
bro.
To sleep more early. Like I want to sleep more earlier so that I can wake up earlier to do more stuff, and then I feel like, yo, like I gotta do this, and like I feel cause every time in the day I feel like I'm rushing.
Yeah. I don't still do that.
Rushing. Yeah. So like I said, time management.
of course, procrastination, like do less of that and try to be less on social media, even though it's kind of hard because, you know, our fucking, like, yeah, we're fucking.
I mean, it's not.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, I just want to be not on social media, like, constantly, because I catch myself still scrolling on TikTok, scrolling on Instagram, and I know subconsciously, like, yo, why the fuck am I doing this? But I still do it. And, like, that's something that I really, really want to fucking change. Like,
bro, but I'm going to be honest. Yo, pause it. I'm going to be honest, bro. Like, people say that shit is bad. And, like, don't get me wrong. It is to do that, like, how do I say, unproductively. You know, like, I feel like, because at the end of the day, bro, your brain is like a muscle, bro, you know? So it's like if you're constantly, like, doing shit and constantly, like, using your brain, I feel like you eventually need a break, bro. And I feel like it's not unhealthy to just like relax and just chill on your phone, bro. You know, those people that be like, nah, bro, like, fuck social media, like, get that shit out of your fucking system, bro. Like, bro, I feel like you just need something to turn off your brain, bro. Whether it be like, some people it's video games, some people it's going on their phones and watching random videos, bro, to escape. You know what I'm saying? You know, when people comment that down, like, oh, I need an escape and shit, or like, some people work out. Some people play sports. Some people box. Some people fucking read books. Mm. Some people go for walks and shit. So I don't know exactly what you meant. Like, I don't know if that's maybe what you were saying.
No. I was saying it in the way of, like, when I'm editing.
Oh, so like, oh. So
yeah, so when I do productive
get distracted and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
I get distracted. I get bored. I go on my phone like whatchamacallit ASAP, bro, and like I want to stop doing that shit, bro, because it always happens when I edit. I look for a topic and then I get distracted looking for something else.
So easy, bro.
Bro, it's bad.
Oh, it's back with technology.
You know what happens to me when I take notes,
bro. Yeah, so that's something I want to do better, and obviously go harder in the gym, because I do want to gain weight. I want to get bigger.
Nice.
And, I've been the same.
Well, that's
the
all
gym.
I can think of for right now, but just put more effort into a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
Amen.
Yeah.
Fire. Bro.
Is that it?
Like, that's excited. It for us, yeah.
I mean, new year, new shit, bro. Like,
then shout out to Sean.
Oh, how do we change from the beginning of 2022? How do we change in the beginning of 2023? Basically the same thing.
Yeah. Also, how are we different now than when we were at the beginning?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my god, my fucking hamstrings are sore.
I feel like, I mean, damn, first I want to start off, I didn't even accomplish any of, like, my resolutions, bro.
And that's what I want to get at, too, bro. It's like, that's okay, bro. A lot of other people didn't either. I didn't. But, again, this time...
Damn.
This time, you're saying it. You're saying it on camera now, but...
Yeah.
You have to just put yourself accountable. And I feel like what I should do is I should rewatch my resolutions and be like, yo, what the fuck? I said this shit. I got to, like, start doing this shit now.
Deadass. And listen, guys, you know what we're going to do, guys? Since everybody's already saying it, oh, gym's about to be packed. New Year's and shit, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to go to the gym and shit, but... Because, I mean, sometimes not everybody could afford it. I mean, I don't even want to pay for the gym, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to pay for it either. But that's how I work out at home. But, guys, follow me on this journey to anybody. Because I did receive a message and stuff from a supporter and stuff. I mean, it was private. I don't know if he wants to... He could comment down if he wants us to share it, but saying, like, oh, like he got inspired by, like, the motivational speeches and shit. Like, so basically, like, guys, if you guys want to join me on the journey and shit, right, of me getting back in shape and stuff, I want to get back in shape, guys. If you guys want to join me and shit, comment that shit down. And
you should post it on your Instagram
story. And just join me. Just join me, guys. Come on, bro, like... Every week, we keep each other, you know...
In check,
you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure y'all comment it down, like, yo, I worked out, actually. It doesn't have to be, like, every day, you know what I'm saying? If you work out at least once, bro. And once is better than none, you know?
And it doesn't have to be a lot, bro. Like, because I know when people work out, they think, oh, two hours a day, but, bro, minimum you need is 30 minutes. 30 minutes, that's all you need.
And it could be something like, bro, people think working out is like, yo, like, lifting weights. Bro, lifting heavy, shit like that, bro. It could be like walking, bro. It could be like bike riding and shit. It could be playing volleyball, soccer, basketball with your friends and shit. It could be playing handball. Bro, anything, bro. Boxing. You know what I'm saying? Just move. Move your body and stuff. Get your body sweating and shit. I feel like anything that makes your body sweat and work a little is like, even working low-key is like working out your body. Basically, what I want to get at, guys, is like, just join me, guys. Come on, like, it's New Year. And not saying I know bullshit and stuff. Like, New Year's new you type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I know I changed a lot from last year.
Yeah.
Like, regarding, I guess, the way I talk to people, the way I talk to my girl, the way I talk to my family, my siblings. Like, with my siblings and family, I'm more active towards them. I'm more talkative to my sister, my brother. We're always laughing. That was not happening the beginning of the year, bro. And with my girl, I'm more goofy. I'm more like, you know the way I act mad dumb with you. I'm like that now, because before I was not able to do that, but now I'm able to do that shit without having to feel judged. Obviously that kind of helped my relationship too, because like I'm more like myself. I could just, you know, say dumb shit, and then we have a laugh. We talk about other shit, whatever, and then. And then, yeah, just, I guess, just trying to improve and trying to, I guess sometimes the way I talk to strangers, like, in public, whenever, like, I see somebody in Target and I need help or whatever, like, I'm not really afraid to, like, talk to people, strangers or whatever. Because before, even like, whenever I would go eat with my girl and with the whole waiter, like, hey, excuse me, I would hate doing that. I still kind of do it, but I force myself to do it now.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm more in that aspect. I have changed.
That's fire.
Physically, I don't know, because I always see myself every day, so I don't know if I've changed physically, but my mom tells me sometimes I change or whatever. Some people say I change. I still see myself as the same, but I'm constantly still in the gym, and that's something I could, like, you know, I'm proud of.
That's fire. Yeah. That's fire. I feel like that's one thing I'm like hype for you for, like that you're always working out, bro. It's like, damn, bro, like, you're dead ass always working out, bro.
You know what I mean? To be fair, it's all thanks to you, because whenever you started, that made me start.
Yeah, but,
and obviously it's all like, at the end of the day, it's all up to me. Yeah. But you were the trigger. And I obviously my mind was the one that kept me going. Fuck. You good?
I don't know what that was.
You want me to burp you?
What the fuck? Nah. But fucking, what do you call it? But yeah, like, that shit's so lit. Like, I think about it, I'm like, bro, it really works out like all the time and shit. Like, fucking discipline with that shit. But so what are like, I guess it's time for our New Year's resolutions this time.
Oh, I wrote mine down, bro.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'm not gonna like go too like deep into them. I just wanna like just say it and like
general
yeah.
And shit.
Yeah. So. For me, obviously, read more, because that will help me. Definitely help me with my speech impediment, if you want to call it that, the way I talk, whatever.
You know what I just realized? Why don't you just read mangas? They're not all pictures, right?
No, it's words too. No, you're right. You're right. I should. Yeah. Okay. Get back to working out 5 times a week instead of 3 or 4. Because whenever, like, I have a lot going on with editing and shit, I do 3 times instead of, like, 5 or whatever. But I want to get back to 5, my 5-day split, so I can feel like, you know, I'm actually doing a lot more shit. Because even though 3 is still good, because sometimes, like, less is better, but I like the 5 days. I like feeling like, yo, I did so much shit, like, during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to bond with my family and my girl, make more memories and shit. Like I said, Christmas was amazing with them. Thanksgiving was amazing. Birthdays were even pretty good. But I just want to keep on like building the bonds, and also hang out with you guys more, like my friends. Hang out with you guys more, build that bond. Continue to build that bond, because I don't want that shit to go away. And also, I want to start like my own YouTube channel. Like, I don't know what I'm going to call it. I might call it just Messiah or Messiah, whatever. And that would just be revolved in whatever I want to post, IRL content. Obviously, for more income on my end, because obviously we split whatever we do on this and everything else. So it'll kind of feel good to start something on my own and shit. And becoming financially stable, that's a given.
Oh shit!
Like we gotta like get on that shit, do whatever we need to do to get the money and shit. Continue to put out fire content for you guys. That's a big for me. Continue to come up with like crazy topics that you guys have never heard of, that you have never heard of, because it's hard to search for topics sometimes, because I feel like a lot of things are on TikTok nowadays. Mm. So I do want to continue to bringing out fire topics and shit, and grow our New York fan base with this, because I know we have a lot of supporters in Texas, California, Chicago, basically almost every area outside of New York. So I want to grow that support system really, really big in 2024, which I know we could, but that's a big one. And also the last one that I have is just collab with more content creators.
Nice.
Like, and especially like the ones that we say, oh, we're going to collab with this person and that, like we're actually going to do it. Like that's what I want to accomplish or my resolutions for 2024.
That's fire. That's fire. Yeah. That's fire. All right. So my number one is, I'm going to say it again. The working out shit. It just started hitting me, especially because Abby keeps pulling up throwbacks and shit, and I keep seeing like how I used to look, and like I definitely look different, like very, very different, especially my face, and like you can't really tell like because I have a shirt on. I mean, maybe you could tell a little, but when I have my shirt off, you could definitely tell.
Yeah.
So it's like I want to look good again. You know what I mean? I want to be like how I was before on some cocky shit, but like I used to look at myself and be like, damn, what the fuck? I look good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like before I used to be able to do that. Now I don't really do that anymore. And it's not like I want to feel myself again. If you know what I mean? Like confident wise, you know, like before I used to be like, damn, I look good. Like now on some cocky shit again, like just on some confident shit. Like
now you only do that when you have a haircut.
Yeah, now when you do that, like, here and there, bro, like, when I have, like, a nice outfit, I'm dressed, like, all right, yeah. You know what I mean, like, or when I have a haircut, when I'm put together, you know?
Yeah.
Before I, bro, like, I saw throwbacks, I was like, damn, bro, like, that was me, bro, there's no way type shit. So I want to get back to, like, looking good, physical-wise, healthy-wise, and I feel like if you feel good healthy, you feel good mentally and stuff, so,
yeah.
And that energy just, like, emits, you know what I mean, like, it comes out of you and stuff. And I want to, like, get back on, like, because I feel like for a minute, bro, every time, like, I would bring up motivational talking to my friends, like, any of my friends and shit, I would feel like I'm just yapping. But, like, I kind of have to stop feeling that way, like, because at the end of the day, I feel like what I'm saying is valid, you know? Like, I'm not just saying stupid shit. Like, what I'm saying is actually, like truthful and stuff, and it comes from a good heart and stuff, so... If for whoever is like listening and stuff, doesn't want to hear and stuff, I understand, because like sometimes it's like I feel like I do it too much. But like I'm gonna stop like feeling like that. Like it is what it is. Like that's who I am. I feel like I'm that person. I'm that friend. Like I'm that friend that just like wants to bring the best out of you and stuff. Like yeah. That believes in you and shit. Like that feels like you could be the best and stuff. So it's like I like talking like that and stuff, so I don't give a fuck who I'm talking to. If that shit comes out, it comes out and stuff, you know what I mean? So I want to get back to that, like, because I stopped, though. I'm not going to lie, I stopped. Mm-hmm. And next one is I want to move out of my like, where I live and stuff, with my family and shit. I want to get my own spot, whether it's buy a house, whether it's rent out an apartment and stuff. You know, you gotta start small and shit. So I wanna get my own spot. And I also wanna get like a official Clown Boy studio. Like I wanna make sure we have like our own spot to record and stuff, cause sometimes it does get a little distracting here in the house. Even if it's our spot, my spot, like it's gonna get distracting, cause I mean, Julia's in the house. Abby's in the house. You know, they need to use the bathroom and shit. Like, I feel like it would be better if we just have our own creative space and stuff where all distractions are out. We could just be as creative as possible in that one spot. Next thing you know, we stream there. Like, it's so many stuff could be filmed if we have our own, like, little, like, yeah, studio. You know what I mean? So that, and then obviously financially free, like, I want to get more money and stuff. I want to be able to, like, buy, if not buy a house, bro, like I said, move out and shit like that comfortably, you know, comfortably move out and shit. And I also want a nicer car. Like, it sounds stupid. Like, I know I just got a new car and shit, but I do want a new car. Like, I'm just that type. I want the nice things and shit. So I want to buy myself a nicer car. And I also want a chain. Like, I've been saying that for the longest and stuff, bro. And this might be all materialistic shit, but it is what it is. These are the goals I'm telling myself. This is what I want to get. So I want a nice chain, like a nice gold, like, big chain and shit. Not to flex, just to prove, like, to myself that I could give myself nice things and shit with hard work. So that's pretty much it. And also, like, I feel like family and wise and stuff, like, I feel like my family's pretty good right now. I feel like we're better now. And that's pretty much it, bro.
Yeah,
just get more money, stay friends with the same friends I have now, like, keep them together and shit, and be healthy with hope everybody's healthy and stuff, and obviously me healthier and shit.
Yeah.
And yeah.
The last thing I want to say before we move on to, you know, what would you do questions by me or whatever. I want to get better at, like, just saying, fuck it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I do it. That's one thing that I slack on a lot. Instead of, like, just, I'd be like, yeah, let's do it. And then I fucking, like, forget about it. I don't want to do it. So I just want to, like, actually start executing stuff. So I start saying, fuck it, let's do it. Fuck it, let's buy it. Especially if it's for this, I wouldn't mind investing on anything.
You know, it was funny. We used to do that.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
I still catch myself, like, doing that because, like, I don't know. But, again, I want to – that's definitely a big thing. And, yeah, but, again, here's to a new year, new us, especially you guys. Hopefully you guys, new year, new you. And goodbye 2023. It was an amazing year. All the people we've met, all the fucking content that we've created for you guys, it's been amazing. And I'm welcoming 2024 with open arms. Again, you never know what the fuck 2024 is gonna have, like, in store for us, but it's gonna be another wild ride. And I hope you guys are there to, you know, to join us in that ride. But yeah.
You know, I'm excited for this year. I'm excited for this year. Like, I feel like another thing that I've learned this year, I forgot to say it, like, is being more humble. Because growing up and stuff, like, obviously, like, I know I'm not fucking rich or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, like, my mom never made me feel like I needed stuff. So I didn't appreciate the things that I had. But now that I pay for everything that I have, it makes you, like, realize and appreciate the shit you really have. You know what I'm saying? Even, like, eating out with your friends, bro. Even eating out with your friends, bro. Because you walk around, bro, and sometimes there's people who don't even have the privilege to be able to pay for, like, $20 to go out to eat with their friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, having a car, bro. Like, there's people who walk around, bro, who don't have enough money to pay gas or shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it made me appreciate more, like,
what you have.
Yeah, like, money-wise too, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though it's not a lot, like, it's good that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm seeing this now and shit, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely had to, this is like arc, like some sort of arc right here, bro, because I feel like if I would have had money, like, right away, like, especially through the whole social media shit, like, I feel like I would have been, like, mad cringe, like.
Yeah.
Like, mad cringe, you know, like.
Yeah, we both
like,
would have, yeah.
Like, on some, like, bro, like, how some of these YouTubers are and stuff, like. Like, they're kind of cringe to me sometimes, like, oh, flexing all this designer and shit, like, all this jewelry and shit, and it's like, bro, like. Like, I understand you want to buy that stuff, but, like, it's really not necessary, bro. Anyways, I'm yapping. Continue.
Well, moving on to my what would you do question, because I know a lot of you enjoy the what would you do questions. So, again, shout out to the Mallory Bulls for this one. All right, so you and your significant other, and you guys can, you know, answer the question, too. Cause
you love these. What,
yeah,
would you,
bro. Yeah, I love them.
The would, like, you rather shits.
Because, like, I like seeing you get triggered.
What
sometimes.
Would you do is, right?
Yeah, yeah. What would you do? So, you and your significant other are living together, right? And you're on the phone with one of your friends.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who. Just one of your friends. Not me, though. All one right. of your friends. And
all right, Eamon.
And your girl starts telling you about a show that she's been watching, but you haven't watched yet. For example, let's say you haven't watched Love is Blind, but she has, whatever. But you don't necessarily, like, watch it. You just watch it here and there.
Yeah.
But she's like, talking about it, how much, like, she loves the show or whatever. And then your friend on the phone starts saying, like, oh, you're talking about Love is Blind? I love that show. Wait. And then, like, they have the little moment of, like, yo, like, oh my gosh, I hate this character.
I know what you mean. Right? I know what you mean.
And then, whatever, that's that. A couple hours go by. Your girl gets a DM from your friend. And it's a DM of him sending her, like, a fan page of Love is Blind. And he says, this is a fan page of where they have a bunch of updates. Like, it's mad funny. You'll definitely love it, right? And that's it. What are you doing next? I'll add more to it, but that's just the first part of it. Like...
That's the first part.
Yeah, so what would you do? Like, what would be your reaction to it? And, like, how would you feel? Or, yeah.
It depends. It all depends on how the friend reacted, like, after he sent that. Like, if he was like, all right, bro, like, yo, like, let's say, like, the next time we talk and shit, he, like, mentions, yo, bro, like, yo, you should get on the show that, like, your girl watches, like, like, I fuck with it and shit, you know what I mean? Or, actually, he's still on the call, right?
Yeah.
All right, so, like, if before, like, the DM was sent and shit or whatever, because that was after the call ended, right?
Yeah, that was after the
call. All right, so, like, if he was like, yo, like, oh, they had their little moment or whatever, that stupid shit or whatever, like, all right, if he's like, all right, bro, like, yo, you should watch that show, bro, like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you should watch the show, like, bro, like
incorporate you in the conversation.
Yeah, like, bro, like, it's valid, bro. Like, you would fuck with it, bro. You should watch it together, type shit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then, if he says that, and then after, like, the call is ending, he, like, sends the DM or whatever.
It's fine
and shit.
But like, let's say he didn't say that to you, because that wasn't even part of it. But like, that I agree with that. But you know,
let's say he didn't like. I would just be like, I honestly would be like, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. Only because, like, specifically because I trust all my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really trust my friends. Like, all my friends, I trust them. They're my friends for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I trust my friends. I wouldn't really think too much of it. And I trust Abby. So I wouldn't really think too much of it. I would just be like, you know, I mean, they fuck with the show. It's whatever, you know what I'm saying?
So you would think it's innocent?
Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like my friend wouldn't do that, and, like, Abby wouldn't do that either, so
okay.
I just be like, that's whatever.
But this hypothetical shit, bro. Like, I'm just saying, but, again, whatever. That happens, and then, but your girl, like, responds in, like, oh, my gosh, like, LMAO, like, you're so funny. Like, why would you send me this? Like,
all right,
like that.
All right, I guess this is all hypothetical.
Yeah,
so
it's
like,
hypothetical shit. Because obviously, I know she wouldn't do that, but this is hypothetical.
Yeah, all right, so.
Because I'm talking to the viewers, too, bro.
I guess then that's when it's going to be like, bro, like, all right, yo, like, you're doing too much.
Yeah. You made me fart, bro. Fuck.
Like, bro, you're doing too much. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
what do you mean? Like, oh my gosh, oh, yeah, this and that. Like, bro, you're like entertaining it too much, bro. Like at that point, I just focus on like, what would Abby do? Like in this situation, right? So yeah. Like, I know Abby, she would just like see it and be like, all right, whatever, cool.
Yeah.
Or she would tell me. Mm. She would tell me like, yo, like your friend just sent me this. Like, oh, what do you think? Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, if she doesn't do any of those things, then there's a problem. You know, like Abby wouldn't respond like that. So that's a red flag. And my friend would have included me. So like mad red flags right there, bro. So nah, bro, that wouldn't be my friend anymore. And she wouldn't be my girlfriend anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. I feel like Abby already set the bar high, like, of what to do in certain situations and shit, so.
Yeah. So it's the fact that she didn't do the thing that she said?
Yeah, that would just, that'd be tough. And also my friends, I feel like they also set the bar pretty high with, you know what I'm saying, being good friends and shit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I mean, that was a good answer. I agree with that answer. I would do the same thing if that happened, that scenario happened.
Yeah.
But again, like, it's kind of hard to
put yourself in that situation because
like your friends are not like that and like my girl's not like that, so it's like but also like what I wanted to add to you to your shit is like, oh, if again, if he had DM'd my girl or whatever, and if he would have said like, yo, you should show you know, George this,
so including you in the situation.
Or whenever we talk again, whenever I talk to my friend again,
he mentions it.
He's like, "Yo, did your girl show you the DM I sent her?"
Yeah.
That shit, I'll be like, "Ah, yeah, like that's cool, bro." But like, not like, but if it's just being kept in like secret and in the dark, that's kind of like, yeah, that is weird.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
such shit right there, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that was my what would you do question for the day. It was pretty short, you know.
Yeah, that was the damn, pretty bro. Pretty short.
That's all I got for today, bro. But that's all for my regular topics. I don't know if you have anything you want to like include right now or.
I mean, yeah. Hold on. Actually, I think I have. So this is I just remembered. So it's a test your morality.
Oh, okay.
You know, another one of those questions and stuff. Yeah. All right. So let's say, boom. You're camping in the woods, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, you're camping, right? Like, that's already like...
yeah, red flag.
That's already dragging, you know? But whatever, that's the scenario. So you're camping in the woods with your family. It's you, your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad.
It's not funny because me and my family were just talking about this before I came here.
Camping, bro?
Yeah, like a cabin in the woods type shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So whatever, but you're not in a cabin, bro. You're camping, right?
Yeah.
So you have the little tents and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then in your camping area and stuff, because it's a little, you know, like they have certain sections where there's a bunch of families and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes you're literally like mad close to other families and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So it's one of those spots, right? So your family is camping. Y'all have your tents over here. And then there's like two other families and stuff, right? And there's like a family, pregnant wife, dad, you know what I'm saying? Like kids and shit, you know what I'm saying? And you guys are chilling. It's the nighttime, about to go to sleep and stuff, right? And out of nowhere, y'all hear like shit, like moving around, right? Around y'all.
Okay.
Mine's already late. Everybody's already like
sleep
type shit, right? And then you start hearing laughs, like manic laughing, right? Okay. In the distance. So you obviously like peek out and stuff, and you start like wondering what's going on, right? And then out of nowhere, like everybody starts coming out because everybody hears it.
Yeah.
And then you guys see in like the bit of a distance and stuff, a guy with a big ass machete. And he looks crazy and stuff. And he's about to kill ya, right? So obviously you guys start fucking running and shit, right? Y'all start running. He kills some people, bro. Unfortunately, obviously people are too slow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like somebody trips and shit. He kills somebody and shit. And now let's say your sister tripped. Your sister tripped, right? And you obviously, like, your family obviously dips. You guys are left behind, you and your sister. And then you guys hear the guy coming. And he's hiding. You start hiding in the bush, you and your sister.
Yeah.
And then you see the pregnant like
pregnant wife
with her daughter.
Oh no.
So he's obviously here looking for you guys and stuff. He's chopping around like the fucking like the bushes and stuff. He's like, I can hear you.
Okay.
So what do? Do you like do you basically try to So he's about to like kill like the pregnant wife and the daughter. Do you like jump out and help? Do you stay quiet, let him kill the pregnant wife
in front of me and my sister
and the
daughter
and you guys just go safe, or do you try to help?
I feel like I know what you're gonna say, bro, which is I feel like I what I would say.
Well, you'll see it's GG's, like GG's to the like, yeah. GG's to the pregnant, to pregnant wife.
Yeah, bro. Is that fucked up, bro?
No, it's not fucked up, but that's just the way you think, bro.
Yo, it depends who I'm with, though. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it depends who I'm with. I feel like I gave you a pretty hard scenario, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so
you, because you're your sister. All right, boom, your brother. All right, so it's you and your brother, not your sister, right? I feel like that's a pretty hard.
Nah, regardless, I'm still gonna answer it.
All right, so first answer with my sister, your sister, and then answer with your brother.
So if it's my sister,
GG's
wife. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it also depends how big the motherfucker is with the machete. Because I'm lying to myself. I would not fucking help. Fuck that shit, bro. I'm hiding with my sister, and then whenever the coast is clear, I'm dipping, bro. I'm sorry, but if I'm with my brother, I would want us to go help because it's two against one.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're in the woods or whatever, we could find like some rocks to fucking like throw at that motherfucker, some big ass boulder to like, you know, try to like help or whatever. So with my brother, I would help. But with my sister, I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah,
how the fuck am I gonna like defend somebody with a machete? That's OD.
By yourself and shit.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy thing is, one of my cases is revolving around hiking too, bro.
That us?
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, not to answer the question on my side, right? It all depends on who I'm with. So, like, let's say it's just me and Abby or me and
Julia or some shit.
I'm dipping the scene. I'm sorry. Like.
Yeah, GG's.
I'm sorry. Like, you know, I would have tried something, but I'm unarmed and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't beat a machete and shit, like you said. But if it's me and my brother, I feel like
you're so right.
I feel like I tell my brother, like, yo, let's do something. Low key, I don't know what my brother would say. Like, I feel like the type to say, let's fucking go. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Yeah.
All right, so let's say, like, we were running from, like, a crazy motherfucker with a machete, right? And we're hiding in the bushes. Like, we're in the forest, right? Like, hiking and shit in the woods. And we're hiding in the bushes. And, like, he's cutting down, like, the bushes and stuff with the machete. And across from us, we see, like, somebody else hiding, like, a pregnant woman with her daughter. And it's us. So he's like, getting close to about a slicing, like, their bush. So are we helping or are we letting them die and running? Boom.
Okay.
Yes. Yo, imagine we like, let's say like we do help and then they just dip.
Oh my god. Yo, I feel like they would low key though.
What the fuck? What? Nah, I knew. I don't know what the fuck. I thought you would say let's run, but I guess fuck it. We fucking him
we
up.
In that shit.
Yeah, I'm honestly down for whatever. Like, if I'll be like, ah, right, you want to run? Let's fucking run then. Who gives a shit, right?
Nah, yeah, I believe that answer because if it was me and you and I was like, should we help? And you like fuck it. You'll say fuck it. Let us help. I know you would.
I'm down for whatever. Like yeah. I said, like, but. If you said let's run,
yeah, like, fuck it,
let's go.
Yeah,
yo, it's funny because for whatever like you ask me, I'll say fuck it. Yeah. Look, it depends how you ask. All right, go. I'll answer, but you ask me the question. All right, first help.
All right.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, should we help?
Fuck it. Fuck it. Okay, let's go.
I can literally imagine that scenario too, bro.
It's mad funny how fuck it answers like like it depends how you say it answers the question, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the test your morality. Let me know what you guys would choose.
Again, we'll put. Wait, was that from the girl too, or was that somebody else?
Yeah, that was the same girl.
Shout out to the girl. We're gonna put her name again on the screen or whatever. And I'll put the same thing for the Mallory Bros for that question and shit. But shout out to them. And that concludes the regular segment.
Yeah. Yeah. All
right. So that concludes the regular segment, guys. We will begin the conspiracy segment, fucked up segment, scary shit, whatever. Next, like, always, you know, yeah, love or whatever. So, get your snacks, get your drinks, get your blankets, get your headphones, get comfortable, shut off the lights, and
enjoy the show.
Back from my little break, you already know, but you went first last episode, right?
So I did.
It only seems right for me to go first, whatever. But all right. So I'm gonna hit you with this. So have you ever heard about a woman named Gabriela Rico Jimenez?
No, never.
All right, so this is the case of Gabriela Rico Jimenez. So on August 3rd, 2009, there was a woman captured on camera outside a hotel in Monterrey, Mexico. She was like screaming to like random people in the crowd and to police officers. And I'm gonna show you the video too, but she was screaming, saying stuff about cannibalism. A secret society, and like that she wants her freedom. So I'm gonna show you it, and then I'm gonna give you the backstory. Yo,
this sounds trippy as
fuck. And
like
the translations and what happened after. So
nah, this sounds trippy as fuck already, bro.
She was arrested and then forcefully put into the back of a police vehicle, and then the news stations, every single news stations were covering this. And after this, before it ended up cutting, what you saw, she was saying like they were eating humans, and she was saying how that they wanted to capture me to make a copy of me, like basically like cloning her or whatever. And from whatever you saw, the translation, did you understand what she was saying?
She was saying how, like, oh, they killed a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They killed, like, the Queen of England, the mm-hmm. Queen of Russia, mm-hmm. the princess of Gallia. Mm-hmm. They ate humans. Mm. So basically, and also she mentioned Carlos Slim, which was at one point the richest man on the planet.
Yeah. I'm surprised you knew about that.
Yeah, he was richer than and he's Mexican, so yeah, he was richer than Bill Gates. At one point they were like back and forth.
Yeah, and this happened in 2009, so
he was the richest man in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what she was basically saying for people who didn't like was not like didn't understand. She was basically saying that she was being held captive by a powerful underground group, and that they partook in cannibalism, and like they were helping, or like the authorities were covering up their tracks or whatever. And a lot of people thought this was like just a
publicity stunt,
or maybe it was just like the lady was just some random lady who was like a crackhead or was just having like a manic episode, right?
Yeah.
But what stood out the most to people and what people found weird about this was the fact that Gabriella was a supermodel before. And she people say that they remember her, like even prior to this whole manic episode, like they remember seeing her. They remember her being on magazines, appearing on TV, like TV shows or like just TV news outlets, whatever. Like she was like, she wasn't obviously like as famous as I would say like Beyonce or whatever. But she did have a name for herself.
She was known.
Yeah. And people also saying that maybe this could be a Mandela effect, because after this situation, after she was arrested, she was never seen or heard of again. And her entire career as a supermodel on the internet
was deleted
and wiped away. So if you search up her name, nothing's going to pop up besides this specific video. And now people are saying maybe it's a Mandela effect because they purposely are trying to, or they purposely erased everything about her because they're trying to make us forget who she was. And a lot of people remember seeing her before this.
Yo.
So it's weird how she was saying all that shit. Then
she was basically exposing the truth, whatever you would say, exposing names, what they do and shit. And now they want to cover up their tracks again.
And also there was articles that had mentioned her before, like talking about her, like her model career or whatever. And the links that were attached to these articles no longer worked, or they just led to these websites that didn't work, or were no longer up or whatever.
No fucking way, bro.
Yeah. And like a lot, again, people believe that she was having a manic episode, or people believe that maybe she was random. There was also accounts of this one student who said allegedly like they had saw her in her cell or whatever when they visited the police station. But again, I don't know how much of that is true. That's like, because that's somebody just saying it on the internet.
It could be
bullshit.
It could be fake.
Yeah, but this whole thing, again, she was never found, never heard of again. And the only thing left was just this video.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, you know, her disappearing and shit. Usually I feel like when somebody knows something that they're not supposed to,
whistleblowers,
and they say it to like the public and stuff.
Yeah.
They out of nowhere, they disappear or they die or they ish and that's who's them. So, I mean, it's kind of weird the fact that she said all those things and was never heard from again. That kind of just like puts it like, it makes what she said a little more like
true.
Yeah. Cause if she was just some random ass crackhead, bro.
And also that too, the fact that these news stations were covering this. If she was just, like you said, if she was just some random crackhead or some just random lady having a manic episode, why would they decide to cover it? Cause a lot of people could just have manic episodes and say that shit.
Yeah. Like right now, if I was in the street just saying random stuff,
like people would just ignore you.
Yeah, or they would call the cops and I'll get arrested, but like,
that's it.
The news wouldn't fucking come and shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
I forgot.
And also, if she was just a random ass crackhead or whatever, just random ass lady, like, bro, they would have seen her after. They would have like, you know what I'm saying? She would have gotten out of jail. I mean, she didn't do no crime, bro. Yeah. She was just being fucking crazy in the street yelling and shit. That's not a crime, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
another theory that somebody said that I saw like in the comments, they were saying how maybe Gabriella, maybe she wasn't a known model. Maybe she was an
up and coming
model who went to these, like, I guess, elite parties, if you want to call it that, these scenarios, and she saw something that obviously was weird to her and like frightened her, and she just wanted to get the fuck out because it's probably what she didn't sign up for, and that's maybe why nobody could really find anything about her too.
Damn.
Yeah, there's so much shit to this, bro.
And because she said something about freedom, right?
Mm-hmm. I want to be free. Yeah.
What if she like what if she was an up and coming model? And, like, she signed, like, her life away, like, on some selling soul type shit. And, like, she wanted her freedom by, like, basically, that's what she had to do in order to be, like, famous and actually be a model and stuff. Like, had to take part in everything that they were doing and shit.
Or what if she was just held captive? And that's what she wanted her freedom.
That too, bro.
Yeah.
But again, or what if on some sex trafficking type shit?
I was thinking that too. Yeah. Could be. But again, if there's any updates on her, please let us know. Because as of right now, there's no updates at all. But yeah, I saw that shit. When I saw the video, I found it creepy as fuck. And I even asked my parents like if they remember seeing this specific lady or this on the news. And they said, nah. But... yeah,
that's fucking weird. Yeah, it's always like the mad powerful people like that get mentioned and shit. You know what I mean? I also saw somewhere that like I think soon in January coming up and shit in the new year, like the official list of the Epstein Island is gonna get released.
No fucking way.
Like Pizzagate and shit like that. Like it's gonna be released soon. Fuck. And apparently, like also Oprah, like she took like $100 million out of her bank and went to Switzerland or some shit like that.
Recently.
Damn. I don't know what that means. Like, I mean,
until January comes or until that list, like the official list comes out is when we'll know, but damn.
Yup. Like,
one of her fucking favorite actors is gonna be there.
Who knows, bro? Who knows? I mean, a lot of people saying that. I mean, we already know like the suspects and shit. Mm-hmm. Some our favorite actors and stuff, favorite singers and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Rappers.
You heard of this story before. What? You've heard of this story before. It's a very infamous case and story that even Hulu made a show on it.
Okay.
The Act. You ever heard about it?
The Act?
The Act, yeah. No? So basically, this case was so infamous that even Hulu made a show called The Act. But basically, it was a story in the case of Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. But basically...
oh, I know what the fuck you're talking about. Okay, go.
Basically, the whole gist of this case and story was that since 8 years old and very, very young, Dee Dee Blanchard was saying and telling Gypsy Rose that she was sick.
Yeah.
And telling doctors that she was sick. And basically tricking her daughter to think that she was sick, right? Yeah. And not just tricking her daughter, tricking everybody else. Mm-hmm. So she would lie to her doctors, her daughter's doctor, saying that, oh, she has these symptoms. It first started with her, like, saying that she had respiratory problems.
Yeah.
Her doctor ended up saying that it was just sleep apnea, but she wasn't satisfied with that, right?
Yeah.
She said that she would need a respirator to go to sleep, like... And she also told doctors that she had leukemia and told the public that she had leukemia as well.
She basically would lie, trick the public saying that my daughter's been, like, is always sick with these horrible conditions.
Exactly. And also, like, she was put on a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Had glasses.
If I'm correct, did her mom shave her head too at one point?
Yeah, her mom also shaved her head to, like, make it seem like she was more sick and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So she would say that she had leukemia, muscular dystrophy, sight, like basically needed glasses, hearing impairment and shit. Mm-hmm. Also, because of they don't know exactly. Might have been the medications, might have been mistreatment. Mm-hmm. Basically, they needed to pull out some of her teeth when she was already older, so she was missing a lot of her teeth and shit. Yeah. But basically, she was lying. So the whole time, the mom was really the one who was sick. Yeah. She had like a mental health issue where she was basically doing all of this, right? Huh. So she was literally mentally ill. In 2011, Gypsy tried to actually escape, right? So she tried to escape with a boyfriend she met online.
Yeah.
And she ended up escaping and stuff, but she was easily caught by her mother. When she got home and stuff, like, she fucking destroyed her laptop. Any sort of access to the internet was destroyed. And then also, since she was getting a little harder to control, because she was older now, she actually understood more stuff. She basically chained her to the bed, or handcuffed her to the bed.
What?
Yeah, she was basically chained to the bed, bro. Like, she could not dip. And basically, somehow, she was able to connect herself online again.
Okay.
And she went on this, like, I believe Christian dating website. And that's where she met Nicholas Joe John.
Okay.
And basically what she did was is that she asked him to kill her, to come to their house,
yeah,
and kill her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what happened on June 14th, 2015, or just June 2015 is when basically he came over, stabbed her while she was waiting in the bathroom the whole time. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because yesterday, she just got released.
Who, on the 28th. Mom or the...
No, the mom is dead, bro.
Oh, yeah. Fucking dumb. Oh,
Gypsy, she was just released because she went to jail. She got arrested, bro. She got arrested because she basically planned
the murder
of her mom. But she was just released yesterday.
What?
Yeah, so she's out now, free and shit. But yeah, like, that whole case is crazy, though, because there's a lot more to that case, because it's a long-ass, like, story to cover, because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the boyfriend was also, like, not good in the head. Apparently, like, Abby told me something about, like, how when she was trying to tell him to kill her,
mm-hmm.
he asked her to... Oh, I can't do it. My other personality has to do it.
What?
So you have to talk to me in a different personality. Like,
I actually remember that.
I think it was Victor or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, she would be like, all right, so Victor, can you kill my mom? And he like, yeah, but like, you have to, like, I'm gonna have to kill her. And then, and she was like, no, don't do that. And then he was like, okay, so I'll kill her. And then,
what the fuck?
And she's like, okay. Like, so it was like a lot of, like, but I'm telling you right now, bro, there was a lot. There's a lot to that case. I'm missing certain pieces, but it's just because there's documentaries and shit. Like, there's hour-long videos on this. But that's just basically the dumbed-down version of, like, what really happened and stuff like that. Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm pretty sure at, like, 1.2, like, there was a shared Facebook with Gypsy and her mom.
Uh-huh.
And the status was changed to, that bitch is dead. Yeah, so it gets fucking deeper, bro. I'm telling you right now, bro.
I remember when you guys first watched the act, actually. When it was, all our friends were
trending and shit, yeah.
Yeah, when it was out and shit, I remember it. I remember you guys watching it. And I was just thinking, like, what kind of sick mother does this, bro?
No, but she was actually, like, sick, bro.
I know, but still, bro, like, it's still crazy.
Yeah. And like I said, bro, she was released on the 28th, bro. So she's out, bro. She's free.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, even if she planned the murder of her mom or whatever, bro, her mom kind of... It's kind of fucked up to say, but whatever. Like, her mom kind of deserved it for, like, doing all that fucked up shit to her.
Low key, huh? Kind of abusing her on some real shit.
Yeah, bro, for I'm guessing, like, for money, no? Or was it
I mean, nah, because... No, she was fucked in the head, bro. So she wasn't doing it for any like gain out of it, bro.
She was just doing it just because she was sick in the head. That's it.
Yes, bro. Literally, bro. I mean, the whole side effect of whatever she was doing was she was get they were getting free money and stuff from like the public and stuff from charities and shit. Exactly, sympathy donations and shit. They were also getting like trips to Disney and shit. A lot of money, basically, with people who I obviously genuinely felt bad for.
Yeah,
her like she was like taking care of her daughter all the time and stuff, and her daughter always being sick and shit.
Yeah,
with leukemia, which is cancer, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I would feel bad.
I'll continue. So I told you your question before your morality.
Yeah,
was related to mine. So have you ever heard of the backpack beheadings?
No, I haven't, bro.
So by the fucking title of the case or whatever, you already know what to expect. But what I'm going to say is I do want to give a viewer discretion is advice to people watching this and hearing this, because this case is really, really graphic. I'm not going to get too into detail with things, but regardless, it's still pretty like disturbing to hear. And what happened was sad as fuck. So I do want to give prayers to the families who are still there.
Damn.
And
viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, bro. It's so fucked, bro. But all right. So 2018.
Damn.
There was, yeah, not even that long, bro. 6 years ago. Well, yeah, 6 years ago now. But yeah. There was two girls, Louisa Jesperson and Marin Euland. They were very good friends. And they both attended the University of Southeastern Norway, and they studied outdoor recreation and nature guidance, so they wanted to be basically tour guides as a career or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
And in 2018 of December, Louisa told Marin she wanted to go to Morocco to go hiking and stuff because she loved to hike. And same thing with Marin, she loved to hike, so she was like, you know what,
we out,
let's go. And when they first arrived, they were arrived in Marrakesh or Marrakech before traveling to a small village of Imlil or Imlil, and it was in Atlas Mountains. It's like a hot, very hot tourist spot that people go to. But before their trip, Louisa, she had made a Facebook post about wanting to go, and she had said, "Dear friends, I'm going to Morocco in December. Any of you guys who's around by then, or any mountain friends who know something about Mount Toubkal." So she has said that, and a lot of people theorize, they think that the reason why the situation that happened was because of that.
Because she exposed her location, saying that she was going to be there.
And I thought, when I first read it, I thought it was like just like a simple post where not a lot of people saw it. But bro, I'm guessing she had a lot of like followers, because a lot of people saw the message, bro. It said like 20,000. Over 20,000 people saw that shit, bro.
Damn.
So it was a lot of people that saw that.
Yeah.
And whatever, they go up the mountain. They eventually ended up stopping at a certain area because they got tired. They wanted to rest. So, you know, they put up their tent. And during that time, people say that the stalkers that were, you know, stalking them or whatever.
So it was multiple people?
Yeah, so it was a total of four. No, it was a total of three. But people believe that the killers were stalking them before they actually, you know, killed them and stuff. And they were just waiting for an opportunity, an opening for them to attack, which they did was when they, you know,
Fell asleep.
So they go in with the machete. They open their tent. They start panicking. One of them runs away. The other one ends up getting held captive. And the first girl, Louisa, she's beheaded. And then some people believe that she was S8 before she was beheaded and stuff. But and then the same thing happened to the other girl. But what made this whole thing fucked up was that one of the guys was recording it, and it had gotten leaked out to the public before.
Bro, stop.
I don't have the video. I did not search it up, bro, so you don't have to worry about that. But it was leaked out to the public before. And
so if somebody searches it,
I think so, bro. I think so, but I do not recommend it. I've only like Just saw
screenshots.
Blurred? Not screenshots, bro. Just somebody described what happened, bro. So again, viewer discretion is advised. So what the person said was that the girl Luisa, she was she had just underwear on and a white shirt, and one of the guys, like, well, one of the guys was holding her head, while the other guy would get the machete and try to like behead her. Start off with the back, and she was screaming. It obviously wasn't working because like the fucking the spine bone was blocking it, so yeah. It made it harder. They turned her around. They started doing it from the front again. She's screaming. You could hear like the gargling of blood, and then it just stops, and then the video ends. It's like a minute long or something like that, bro. And then people say that the video was longer. And that they also recorded the other girl, Marin's beheading as well. But I couldn't find like no legit source to that. But they did the same thing to Marin. Mm-hmm. Again, they left. They put both heads in the tent, and that's it. And then some French hikers were hiking up the same trail that they were going to, and they discovered the tent. They went inside the tent. They saw the beheaded heads or whatever. They called the cops. The cops came. They investigated the area. They found one of the killer's IDs, and they were able to find him, arrest him, and then find the other men or whatever. They ended up arresting four men, and also with the four guys. So a week before the murder, they had posted a video up on the internet, basically pledging their allegiance to ISIS. And they were saying how they were planning to do a terrorist attack on either security services, or they wanted to attack foreign tourists around the area.
So
they were already on this sick shit, bro. They were already planning this shit ahead.
Bro, nah, it was definitely that post then, bro.
It had to be, bro, because, yeah.
Because they definitely said, aye, bro, so we're going to go to certain, like, famous tourist areas.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see, like,
these specific girls.
Or if there's any way that we could see who's coming here and some shit. Is there any tourist websites or something?
Mm-hmm. So that happened. And then the crazy part is that, so they did get arrested. They did get the death penalty, you know, acquainted to them.
Yeah.
But, and it is a law in Morocco that, you know, the death penalty is given when certain situations like this. But, what I remember is that they have given the death penalty since, I believe, the 1900s. I don't know what exact date, but it's been given for a long time. And still to this day, they have not been executed yet. They're still alive, awaiting to be, you know, to get executed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know if they'll get out of it somehow in some way in the system in Morocco or whatever, but they have not gotten executed. And they have not paid for what they did to these innocent women.
Motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah, bro. And like just seeing this shit, bro, because like again, this reminds me of a lot of like cartel videos and stuff. But usually in those videos, even though when like the videos are fucked up, they're like killing people that wronged them, like enemies and shit, whatever. Even though, again, it's fucked up the way they die, but these two girls were just innocent girls,
yeah,
who just wanted to go on a hike and, you know, enjoy, you know, what they love to do. It kind of made me emotional a little bit because, like, damn, bro, they had, like, a bright future. Like, one of them even believed everybody's good. Everybody has a sense of good in them, bro. Like, yeah. She saw the good in people, bro. And the fact that,
shit.
You know, I guess that also ended up kind of, you know, causing what happened too. But, yeah, bro.
I don't even know what to say with that one, bro. That shit's...
I told you, that one's pretty graphic, bro.
Nah, that's fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
And it's always those gore videos. The fact that video is out there somewhere, bro, and somebody has probably seen it, bro.
Yeah. It's a very infamous, I guess, video, bro.
Because, I mean, there is a lot of, like, gore videos that are out there, bro.
Yeah.
So it's definitely there, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is... I wouldn't even want to, like, look at it, bro.
Yeah, like, bro. It's also fucked up, too. Like, these fucking piece of shit, like, I wouldn't even call them trolls. They're just pieces of shit, bro. Like, they had sent the videos to, like, their families and stuff to watch. Which, again, like, why would you even do that?
That's weird, bro.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
The last one is a little scary.
Fuck, okay.
So, this one, it's actually, you know, pretty scary. I got a couple videos and stuff, some backstory behind it as well.
Okay.
So, first, I'm going to just give you some backstory, and then I'll show you the videos.
Okay.
Right? So basically, in March of 2011, right, in Japan, there was a magnitude 9 earthquake, right, which basically led to a tsunami. That tsunami was 33 feet high, and it killed, like, bro, almost 20,000 people, right? Yeah. So this happened in Japan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And basically, after that, obviously, a lot of people were dead. A lot of there was a lot of destruction everywhere, and there was this this lady, right, or this girl who had, like, the curiosity to, like, interview and ask taxi drivers, like, "Yo, after the tsunami and shit like that, did you experience anything weird or out of the ordinary?"
Okay.
And I got two stories before I show you two different videos. So the first story was this guy. He didn't say his name or whatever. He just told his story. It was anonymous, right? And he basically said that he was just late night taxi driver, or whatever. And he sees a girl, like, just standing in the road and stuff. So he pulls over, and she obviously puts the sign that she needs a taxi. Pulls over. He asks her, "Oh, where are you going?" Whatever. He's like, "Oh no, sorry." Picks her up, she goes inside, and then she's like, "Go." They start driving. He asks, "All right, where am I taking you?"
You hear that shit, right? I don't know what that is. That sounds like an old car. I don't know what that is.
Whatever, inside. He picks her up, and she goes inside and shit. They start driving, and he obviously eventually says, "All right, so where am I taking you?" She goes, "A specific city in Japan, right?"
Okay.
But he's like, "That city is completely destroyed."
From the tsunami.
From the tsunami. And then she goes, "Wait, am I dead?" And then he turns around. He turns around, bro, and nobody is there.
Fuck.
And then the other story was this guy, his regular taxi driver. Later at night, he's picking people up and shit, right? He picks up a guy, and guy comes in the car. He tells him he wants to go to another area, right? Takes him. He goes to the location. And nothing is there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, completely empty and shit. And the guy just gets out. And then he just walks away. And, like, he just, like, basically vanishes or whatever.
Yeah.
But the first one was the one that, like, kind of, like, was a little more, like, creepy and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you some videos of, like, real life taxi drivers. I don't know if they're real. They could be fake. But they're just creepy to watch, right?
Okay. Wait. As you can see, the jeep is going in the middle of the sea. At first, it resembles a shadow. However, as the video continues, we can see that the shadow. What the fuck?
Is another eerie piece of footage captured by a taxi dash cam in Japan. The forward-facing camera shows the cab pulling over to pick up a fare. Note that you can see a woman on the side of the road hailing the cab. The clip cuts to an inside view of the taxi. Here we see the rear passenger door open and the driver looks expectantly at it. The eerie thing is, no one gets in.
Baffled, the driver gets out to see what's going on. He investigates the passenger side of the vehicle, but there's no one there.
So what the fuck?
Just open my door.
Yeah, so basically, like, they say that in Japan and shit like that, that sometimes, well, many, like, other cities in the world, too, they say they experience shit like that where they're taxi driving and stuff.
They see a girl or just somebody.
They pick up a ghost, basically, bro, or a spirit, like, just... They don't even know they're dead, bro. That's fucking scary, right? That's what a lot of people in the comments were saying, bro. Like, fake or not, like, it's scary to think about, like, how some, like, there is probably spirits out there who don't even know that they're dead, bro. Like,
yeah, it's sad.
It happens so fast, bro, that, bro, like, you don't even know if you're dead, bro, or not. Yeah. Like, there's another video that I have similar to this, but it's not a taxi video, but it's like, basically, like, a little boy who doesn't know that he's dead.
What the fuck?
Now, let me know what you think. People were saying, like, oh, he doesn't know his way home and shit. Like, he's looking for his way home. He doesn't know he just died. Now, it could be, like I said, bro, everything could be fake and stuff, but...
That one, what I think that one is, I think it's, they said a ring camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could be, like, a glitch in the camera, low-key. Because, why did it show the bike? See, like, I feel like, what, they have bikes in the afterworld?
What if he had gotten hit?
Oh. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't really know how the fucking afterlife works, but...
Deadass, right?
I don't know, bro, but, like, just him on a bike is weird.
Yeah.
It could be just a fucking glitch in the camera, low-key, though.
Nah, that was fucking scary, though, like, the other videos and shit, bro.
Nah, the fucking cow drivers, bro.
That shit was crazy.
I'm just imagining it, bro. Like, you think somebody's real until, like, you look back at the footage and be like, fuck.
Well, who did I just, or what did I just pick up, bro?
The fucking, the girl one, it reminded, like, when, whatchamacallit, like, the first story you told and then the first video you told, I mean, the show or whatever, it literally looks so similar. Damn.
Yep. That shit's creepy as hell, bro, I'm not gonna lie. When I was watching, I was like, fuck.
Let us know. Cause I know we have a lot of truck drivers out there, so, or maybe late night taxi drivers also. I don't know, but let us know.
Uber Eats and shit,
or anybody who be working at night and shit. Let us know if you experience some weird shit and DM us your stories or whatever. Cause I've heard a lot of people like be seeing some weird shit on like being truck drivers as well.
Nah, for sure.
Cause like they're literally on the road constantly, bro. So I don't know, but this does conclude episode 90.
Let me get this.
Oh, yeah, before we end the podcast, do want to give some Patreon shout-outs. And also, before we end, I do want to give some shout-outs from Instagram.
More shout-outs from Instagram?
Yeah, like some DMs that we got. Just some final like DMs that I want to... okay.
All right.
That we got this shit. So, someone said, shout-out to Azanio. _16, you said, even though y'all won't see this, but for me, I enjoyed those weekly recaps, and sometimes shit used to be mad funny or relatable, and of course, the 1 hour horror stuff shit used to give me goosebumps. Next year, I just want to see y'all hit 100K, the 100K goal, and achieve everything, gang. Happy New Year's in advance.
Appreciate it, bro.
Shout out to you, bro. I'm gonna screenshot it, and obviously... You're going to be shouted out. And I'm going to respond after. And then shout out to... What's the name on this one? Does it say the name? Oh, shout out to Latina Mami. You say, hi guys, my name is Giselle. I think I missed the shout out deadline or for upcoming video, well, you could pretty please shout out my sister in the next video. Her name is Aviana.
Shout out Aviana.
Ivana. Oh, Ivana. Ivana. I just put her on. She fucking loves you guys. My birthday is January 10th, so I can get a happy birthday as well.
Yeah. So, happy birthday.
Shout out to your cousin, right? Or
sister.
Oh, yeah. My fault. Shout out to your sister.
Aviana.
Shout out to you for watching us. And shout out to Giselle for watching us. And happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
And Shazza said, I'm proud of you guys. If nobody has told you both, you have so many supporters, so many people that love you guys. Don't give up and keep going. You guys need to open a P.O. box. This is going to make viewers feel an interaction with you guys, doing boxing videos as well. I know you guys mentioned back then, reacting to videos sent from supporters. I love videos like that, so I think you guys should look into that as well. We will, of course. Thank you guys so much. I look forward to your guys' videos all the time. It literally makes my day. Happy New Year's to you and your families. We love you guys. And we love you. Shout out to you.
Damn, shout out to you for real, bro.
And then someone said, I'm going to show you this too, but it said, thanks, bro. Didn't expect to see my message up there, but I did. God bless both of you. I see the vision. Saludos. Desde Las Vegas. Shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to you, bro.
And so I'm going to give you, I'm going to play, whatchamacallit, let you hear this shit, and I'm going to. Imagine, like, listen to that shit while working here.
Bruh, nah, imagine seeing, like, something walk, bro.
Nah, bro, fuck that, bro. But shout out to you. And then I think there was one more. If I'm not mistaken. But if not, you could continue to Patreon shout outs.
Shout out to all the Patreons. Let's go. Shout out to Isabel, Adeline, Maribel Lara, Elizabeth Carrillo Diaz, Jacqueline Cortez, Lexi_Lou_Statics 33 on IG. Shout out to you. Shout out Cindy Nero, Araceli Rios, Akatsuki Jackstra, Alex LeBron, Desi Johnson, Haciel Alvarez, Alex Manriquez, Robel, Jocelyn Harrison, Nathan Herrera, Jose Aguilera, Jose, Jaime Aurelio Bavera, Abel Mendoza, ZF Zeus, Miguelito, Will Jimenez, Michael Linares, Sean_16, Jennifer Montalongo, and That Space Guy. We fucking love you guys.
Shout out to you guys, and shout out That Space Guy. I know you messaged us on Patreon, and you know we answered and stuff, so shout out to you. We love you. We have so much love for you. We have so much love for everybody watching this. Sorry if the spooky segment was a little short. It's kind of like, it was kind of hard because, you know, we were recording this in a 3-day span of recording the last episode to now.
Yeah. And also, like, we were supposed to record on Saturday. But
Tomorrow.
So we would have had more time. But I fucked up with timing and shit. And I forgot that. Family shit or whatever. I mean, low key, I should have just recorded tomorrow, bro. So it's my bad. But I mean, we got it done.
Yeah. And again, it was a good episode, in my opinion. Doesn't matter. Even though, like, again, it was short, it was still good.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. So shout out to you guys for sticking out, staying till the end. And my hints for next podcast is going to be school gym.
Oh, nah.
But yeah, and then the word for the day would be
taxi.
Taxi. Yeah, so if you got to this point, comment down taxi. Have nothing else to say. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Again, we'll bring more topics.
Maybe we'll have a guest next episode because, I mean, I feel like we should start having more guests to make it more interesting and shit. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll have a guest next episode, guys.
So, again, See you on the next episode, bro. My fault. It's been your host, Messiah Messiah, a.k.a. George.
And your host, Ricardo, a.k.a. The Ricardo.
And do not let this podcast go
unnoticed.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mammies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With a Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.